Political story now. Redistricting, as is often the case, and it happens every 10 years, changes the character of the parties in power, both in Congress and potentially in the state and local legislative jobs around the country. And it's certainly been the case since 2010. Moderates in the Democratic Party are possibly becoming an endangered species. In 2010, Marion Barry, a seven-term congressman from Alaska, decided not to run. He's a blue dog Democrat. And so the question is asked, are blue dog Democrats an endangered species in the U.S. Congress? Is it a sign of a continued leftward shift in the Democratic Party or the last remnants of the Democratic machine and ideology that ran the Old South until the 1970s? Well, to help us answer this question, we're joined by a longtime blue dog Democrat. His name is Robert Bud Kramer. Bud is formerly the congressman for Alabama's 5th Congressional District. He's now the chairman of the Wexler Walker Public Policy Associates Group. Bud joins us now from his home in Washington, D.C. Former Congressman Robert Bud Kramer, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Why is it difficult to be a blue dog Democrat in the Democratic Party of 2012?
Well, it's always. It's not just 2012. It's always been difficult to be a conservative Democrat, and we've had these cycles of members from conservative areas that were Democrats, they would pool together. They were called the Blue Dogs recently, but then in the past, moderates would align themselves on both sides of the aisle and kind of form these informal caucuses. So, having been a victim of the 1994 cycle, I was one of the original members that brought this group together. We intended in 1995 when we brought the group together for it to be a bipartisan group, but we couldn't achieve that. We just felt like the American people are coming from the center. Those of us that were interested in doing this were from conservative, centrist areas. My constituents wanted government to work. They wanted give and take. They wanted me to accomplish things beyond the party label. They didn't want me to come up here and play partisan games. And so that was every bit what I was about.
Would you say that the Democratic Leadership Council period of Bill Clinton, who attempted to push the Democratic Party back to the center or towards what he considered to be the center, was that a good period for Blue Dog Democrats and that we've moved away from even that in the 1990s?
It was a good period for Democrats, but we set out, when we brought this group together in 1995 without even a name then, we set out to declare that we were from the center and that we would be more proactive, we would be more aggressive, we would accomplish things. And so we took the issue of welfare reform across the aisle to our friends on the Republican side, and we took to the floor, and we passed a welfare reform bill. Bill Clinton was president then. We sort of watched the rest of our leadership on the Democratic side and the Republican side kind of watch what a group like us could do from the center. But your issue about redistricting, the conservatives, it's not just Democrats that are threatened, the blue dog Democrats that are threatened. It's moderate centrists on both sides of the aisle, both sides of the hill, in the Senate, in the House as well, that redistricting for the House has taken its toll on. And just the party alignments, the party basis just seem to not want members to compromise and work together. And yet we look out here at the country, and the country is mainly full of centrists that are watching the Congress not work, and they're saying, we don't like this. And so Congress right now is going through sort of an identity crisis with itself. It's the general public just hates what's going on here. When I go back to Alabama, which is quite often, which was my home base there, folks are just telling me, look, we don't like the way this place works. We want it to work differently. We wish there were more blue dogs. We wish there were more center of the road folks. And yet, interestingly, we see that the blue dogs, the centrists on the Democratic side and the centrists on the Republican side, they're threatened in their primaries right now.
We're talking with Robert Bud Kramer, former congressman for Alabama's 5th Congressional District. Would you say that sentiment on the part of constituents saying things have to run differently is true independent of ideology? Because you hear a lot of Tea Party folks or you know, progressives in the Democratic Party saying it's got to run differently, but they're saying so from a standpoint of very strong ideology. It sounds like you're saying that despite ideology or independent from ideology, people want things to work better and they want it to work from the center as opposed to from the extremes.
More and more, I find that the majority of the folks that I interact with back in what was my home congressional district are saying, we're not really Democrats, we're not really Republicans. We're independents. During the Bush era, there were some issues that bothered Republicans a lot, spending, the war, things like that. So more and more, I think, back in members, conservative members' home bases, you've got this group of folks that really look up here at Washington or look down at Washington, depending on geographically where you are, and say, this place can't work this way. I mean, we couldn't run a business this way. How can you run the country this way? These folks don't even want to get along with one another.
Well, then the argument you're making maybe isn't for the Democratic Party to embrace the Blue Dogs or the Republicans to embrace the center. It's for a third party to emerge. And as long as that doesn't happen, there's no incentive for the parties to do anything.
I think what happened to me was after the 1994 cycle, when I almost lost and I became a victim, as I would talk to my constituents, folks would say, look, I wasn't really against you. I just wanted to send your party a message. I think the American people have got to awaken. This is complicated because what's going on now is as much because of redistricting as anything, is that these districts are just more and more polarized and more vulnerable to party bases that do come from either more the left side of the party base or, in the Republican case, the far right side of the party base. And so making it through a primary becomes much, much more of a challenge. I was spared having to go through the primary process, though occasionally I would have Democrats say to me, well, I'm not sure you're really a Democrat. No, I was a Democrat. I just happened to be a conservative Democrat. I had plenty of opportunities to switch parties. Most Blue Dogs do have opportunities to switch parties, but I said, no, I am what I am. I just want the place to work differently. But
all right, he is what he is. Robert Bud Kramer, formerly congressman for Alabama's 5th Congressional District, now the chairman of the Wexler Walker Public Policy Associates, describing the Boehner-Pelosi era in Congress and how it's very, very difficult to function from the center. Thank you, Bud.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.